Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up. Hey, no.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we go. Up first. He takes long, long walks. I don't know why. Clear his head. Exercise. Sometimes he rides a skateboard instead of walking, but he's 42 years old. Here he is, our producer, Eddie.
Hey, yeah, thanks. I'm 43, Bones.
Oh, look at you. You look a year younger.
Hey, I'm being honest.
Good.
So, guys, there's a mystery in my neighborhood, and it's finally been solved. Somebody has been opening all the mailbox doors on the mailbox and leaving them open. Like, the parents are like, is this the mailman? Like, what is happening here? A neighbor finally saw who's doing it.
Well, I don't understand.
So all the
mailbox... Yeah, I don't understand why somebody would do that.
Exactly. It's my three-year-old. He walks by every house on our street,
by
opens
himself?
It.
Alone?
No,
nobody sees him?
No parent has ever seen him, but he just casually walks, opens it.
Hold on. I don't want to lose the real headline here. Your three-year-old's by himself walking up and down the street?
No. They travel like groups, and the kids. The kids all go together. They ride bikes or whatever, and while the kids are riding bikes, he just opens the doors and walks.
Oh, so the older kids are watching him.
Of course.
Okay.
He's not out there by himself, guys. Come on. I'm not that bad of a parent.
I don't think you're a bad parent at all.
Thank you.
But I did worry for a second about your judgment in that one situation.
No.
All right. Thank you, Eddie. Up next from Austin, Texas. And I'm going to tell you, as far as bangs go, he's rocking them.
Yeah.
They're almost all the way down to his eyebrows.
What?
That's right. He's moving them out now. He's got bangs. It's Lunchbox. There he is. All right, Lunchbox.
I wanted to say congratulations to Breland because he came in this studio the other day and he officially gets the Lunchbox stamp of approval because not only did I like his performance, I went home and looked up his music, and I never look up people's music because I was like, this dude's good.
The guy hates music, and he liked
all
that
right.
music.
Yeah.
All right. Up next, he has a podcast event in Wichita happening in November. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Just go to bobbybones.com at 10 Central, and you can go to this event. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Well, I had an embarrassing run-in with the law yesterday. I was buying a six-pack of Mountain Dew at the gas station for my kids just to surprise them. A last-minute thing. I was kind of in a hurry. And as I'm checking out, I drop all the cans, and they explode and go everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
And there was a police officer in line behind me, and it sprayed his pants. So I
multiple
asked
levels of embarrassment.
If I could please buy his Snickers bar that he had in his hand and thank him for his service.
Did you?
Of course.
That's embarrassing.
It is really embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he has a dog named Stanley. He's 6'1 and manly. Bobby Bones.
Oh, he's rhyming again. I like the rhymes.
Manly.
Also have a dog named Eller. when my wife and I went on vacation about a month ago, the hotel's like, hey, as part of our service, if you have bags that you don't want to check, we'll just mail them back for you. I was like, that's awesome. So you just mail her back. I don't want to check. I hate checking. I didn't want to have to check anyway. But we were gone for like a week. And so they said, just give us your bags and we'll mail them back home. We still don't have them yet.
Oh, no.
It's been a month. We don't know where they are.
You got Amy'd.
We don't know where they are. I don't know where the bags are. We called them. They were like, well, we're trying to locate it. We know we sent it to Miami and then we can't find. We got two full bags full of our important stuff.
All your stuff.
We haven't had in over 3 weeks.
Oh, no. Ruh-roh.
That's not good, man.
It was part of their service. I didn't go and ask them, hey, could you mail our bags back? It was a service they provided.
Did you get scammed?
Yeah. I don't think so because they knew about it when we called. They were like, oh, we're so sorry.
All the hotel employees are wearing your stuff.
Or there was a big garage sale.
Oh, man. So we don't have our bags and we haven't for weeks.
Okay. Not good.
And right now they can't find our bags. Mm. Between the hotel, the airport that had to be, the carrier. I don't know. That's where we are. All right, welcome to today's show. Let's get going here with Thursday's Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Mailbag time.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello. Whoa. Bobby Bones. I need some advice. After many years of trying and a few rounds of IVF, we are finally pregnant. I had planned to tell my family the same day we tell his family. It was all set up. Until one of my sisters wanted to plan a 30th birthday party for my other sister the same day after we had already set up when the announcements were going to happen. All my close family will be at this party. We most likely will not all be together again until the holidays, and I cannot wait that long to announce. I've been battling this. I've even tried to plan a different day, but it doesn't work out that we can all be together. Would it be tacky and selfish to ask my sister, who is having the birthday, if I can announce this towards the end of her party? Thank you so much. Signed, happy but nervous. It's not a wedding. It's not a wedding. You can't do this at a wedding. It's a birthday party. I have no problem with you going to your sister and being like, hey, do you care if at the end of the party I announce this? Your sister's probably gonna be pumped for you.
Yeah.
If it was a wedding, I would say, nah, chill. You gotta chill 24. And you're just SOL because I know everybody's together at the wedding. But that is a special day that only happens once. Parentheses, or twice, or three times.
Sometimes, yeah.
Into parentheses. You only get one 30th birthday, but who cares? It's cool, but you have many birthdays. You know your sister. If you know her well enough to think, I think she may let it, ask her. I think she's going to be so pumped for you, it's not going to matter. And you don't lead the party with it. All right, everybody, thanks for coming. I'm having a baby! Because then it's all about you. You just don't want to make it about you for 98% of that party, because it's about her. I think your sister's probably cool with it. If you're thinking, can I do it? You probably can. Again, it's not a wedding. So ask your sister. She's probably going to say yes. The end. If she's a cool sister, a loving sister, she's going to think this is bigger than her 30th birthday. So that's what I say. Anybody disagree with that?
No.
Okay, good. Because I feel pretty passionate about any loving sister on a birthday is going to say, this is the greatest birthday present I've ever gotten, is you finally getting pregnant.
Exactly.
I think that's it. So congratulations from all of us, and have a talk with your sister and say, I don't even want to say it during the first 2 hours of your birthday. I want to announce it before everybody goes home because I want it to be about you. She's going to love it. I love it for you. I like talking like this. When I get in this tone, I'm happy. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm getting so many messages and DMs about the curse that I've put on Clemson football because we were rejected wholeheartedly by Dabo Swinney, their head coach. Not, hey, let's catch up in a few weeks or can't do it today. What about tomorrow? Just had no interest. So I've cursed the Clemson football team and I will not lift a curse. Who knows? You may win this week. You never know when the curse is going to get you. The curse gets you on a Tuesday while you sleep.
Oh, man.
You can't really lose a game on a Tuesday.
You can't.
But the film could disappear.
That's right. Practice could go wrong.
So I will not lift my curse of Clemson football until Dabo comes on this show and says to me, verbatim, please lift the curse of Clemson football.
Oh, wow.
Until then, that's showbiz, baby. That's the curse. All right, let's go over and play a little game called Elder versus Millennial. All right, Eddie, the oldest on the show.
43 years old.
Morgan, the youngest on the show.
28 years old.
And they're playing a game based on what they knew as they grew up as kids. The loser.
No.
What?
I don't know. Whatever this is, I don't want.
The loser has to eat an Oscar Mayer group of flavored gummies. It's a hot dog gummy.
A wiener gummy?
Hot dog gummies? Ugh.
Oh.
And by the way, you have to dip it in mustard or ketchup.
No! Oh,
that's even worse. It's a hot dog flavor. We have that here.
Oh, my God.
We have that here. Okay, so let's play Elder versus Millennial, which if you lose, the product says, what do Oscar Mayer gummy hot dogs taste like? There's only one way to find out. You guys have your buzzers?
Yeah, we do.
Eddie, hit yours. Poo-poo, pee-pee. Poo-poo, and Morgan?
Morgan.
That's Morgan, Morgan, Morgan.
Okay.
If I hear that, that's your buzzer. Here we go. Question number one. It's an Elder question. What celebrity is known for this catchphrase?
I pity the fool.
That's Eddie.
That's me, and that's Mr. T.
Mr. T is correct.
Yeah.
Morgan, you ever heard of Mr. T?
Just because of you guys, I don't even have
B.A.
any reference.
B.A. Baracus?
No.
Rocky 3?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Millennial question. This is a catchphrase from what Disney Channel show? Here's the phrase.
Oh, snap!
I heard Morgan. Go ahead.
That's So Raven.
That's So Raven is correct.
Oh,
oh snap.
Okay.
An Elder question. And there will be a clip here. In 1993, this band released their debut studio album, August and Everything After. It featured this song. Eddie?
That's Counting Crows.
That is correct.
Man, I knew it right away, but I didn't want to buzz too early.
Is that a brag or what?
Well, I knew it right away.
You never know how I'm going to phrase the question either.
Exactly.
Next one up. Millennial. What Canadian artist released her date?
Oh.
Eddie.
Avril Lavigne.
I just said Canadian artist.
Right.
And you just jumped in?
Avril, dude.
The answer is Avril Lavigne.
Yeah! That's why you do it.
What Canadian artist released her debut studio album Let Go in 2002?
There's so many Canadian
artists.
I know,
but you just, I was never going to get it, so why not try?
I hate you.
Dang.
I actually hate you.
One question left in each category. It's an Elder question.
Come on.
What's the name of the housekeeper on the show The Brady Bunch? Now, Morgan, you need this.
Alice.
Woo! Correct.
What?
Don't know where that came from, but it was in there.
That came out in the 60s.
Correct.
That's what you get. That's some kind of karma.
What?
Next up, millennial question. Morgan, you need this to tie.
Oh, my gosh.
What actor began his acting career on the Mickey Mouse Club as a teen in 19...
19- nice.
Okay, there's a lot of them, Morgan, so have at it.
I know. Acting career, Justin Timberlake.
The question is, what actor began his acting career on the Mickey Mouse Club as a teen in 1993 and transitioned to adult stardom with the massive popular The Notebook in 2004?
Dang, what is that guy's name?
Eddie, you've already won.
Go ahead. His name is, gosh, I forgot his name.
I know his name!
Notebook's a great movie, though.
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Morgan, you would have got it?
Morgan, you would have got it if you waited.
Oh, man.
Eddie is our winner.
Wow!
But more importantly...
That's right.
Morgan is our loser.
Come on, Morgan.
Now, Morgan, there's no meat in this gummy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm a little concerned.
Because Morgan doesn't eat meat.
Why did you already put that?
What is it? What do you see in front of you?
There's a... Oh, it looks like a plastic hot dog.
It looks like a hot dog.
Yeah, it's a gummy.
With ketchup and mustard on it.
Okay, here she goes.
But it's not like normal mustard.
Oh, it's a long gummy. I thought it was going
to
be like a gummy bear.
I have to eat the whole thing?
No, it's an entire gummy hot dog. You have to eat half of it.
Okay, I'm just going to go
do a whole bite.
With the whole thing. But,
oh, whole it's a whole hot dog shaped gum. Oh, my goodness.
I don't even think I've had an actual hot dog since I was like 5 years old.
Welcome to the world of hot dogs. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh,
oh, it's stretching. Oh. It's stretching.
Where
did you find that? Just on the internet?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Oscar Mayer Wiener sent it.
She's going to throw up. Should I get the trash can?
Are you okay?
Honestly, the gummy's not bad. It's all the textures of the sauces on it.
Any gummy with ketchup? I don't care what the gummy is.
So gross.
Oh, she's struggling right now.
Trash can?
It's fine.
Do you have a water?
Oh, my God.
What kind of mustard was that? Oh, my God. Guys.
What kind of mustard was it, Scoop Steve?
It's Grape Poupon.
Oh, yes, but of course.
Fancy.
But of course. Still chewing it up.
This is a really hard gummy. Okay, the sauces are gone. Ugh, that was the worst part. Okay, the gummy It kind of tastes like your usual gummy bear.
She's back, guys. She's back.
Okay.
All right. Finish it off.
Oh, my gosh.
Eddie, good win.
Yeah, thank you, man.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Guys, this is amazing. There was a flight leaving Long Beach, California, headed to Honolulu, Hawaii. And when the passengers got on there, every single one of them found a ukulele on their seat. And when the flight took off, the flight attendant gets on there and says, guys, grab your ukuleles. It's time to learn how to play. And they all learn how to play the ukulele on the flight to Hawaii. Yes.
It's a cute story.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
I've flown to Hawaii before for American Idol. They flew us down there to work a couple
Six
times.
6 hours?
No, not. Oh, well, from California.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you flew from Tennessee.
Yeah, it was 11 hours.
Oh, boy.
And I just wanted to sleep. And you're never fully going to be able to sleep. Because
wait, Ray, put that music back up, man. We need the vibe.
You know what? Yeah, it's a good point.
You're not sleeping, dude.
You are. It's a long flight. Some people want to sleep. And clink, 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 as you're trying to sleep. You might as well give everybody a baby.
If there's kids on there, too, playing with it.
Give everybody a baby.
Okay, guys, you're ruining my
story. It's a cute story if...
Who paid for those?
If they take them back.
Good question, Amy. Guitar Center partnered with Southwest Airlines, and they provided the ukulele.
Well, I'm at a Guitar Center then.
Oh, come on!
If I get on that flight, and they give everybody... I don't care if it's a kazoo. I don't care what it is. There's nonstop noise the whole time.
That would be funny. You would be upset at this, and I'd be really happy about it.
If they would have given it to everybody the last hour of the flight, that would have been cool.
There you go.
Because you're getting ready. You're pumped. All right, everybody. Lessons. Amalia.
Yeah.
But Bart, when you sit down, ooh, that's bad. That's a good. It's a cute story.
Thank you, man.
All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Amy, tell our audience again real quick about your daughter and the donuts.
Well, she and a friend, they went to Dunkin' Donuts when it was closing because they heard that they throw the donuts away. So they thought they would ask to get them for free. And it worked. They did. They got free donuts.
That's crazy. It blew my mind. If you go to the store and go, hey, we'd like to have some free donuts. They go, yeah, take them because we have to throw them away anyway. I thought they may take them home, too.
Yeah.
But I guess you probably get tired of donuts.
Oh, you do. Night. When you work there, you eat them all the time.
So Lunchbox is a former Dunkin' employee, but you didn't know about this because you never closed.
Right. We were open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never closed, never threw donuts away.
So now, in-depth report, because Lunchbox went to find out if this was true or not. Here we go.
Since you're closing, is there any donuts that you want to give away so you know how to throw them away?
I wish, but if we do that, the cameras watch and then they, like, are mad when we do that.
Oh, because Bobby, I'm reporting live from Dunkin' Donuts, and the rumor on the street is that if you come in at closing and you ask for that, you're supposed to get free donuts. So you're telling me what?
I am telling you that not at this Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so the rumor that we have heard from other people is not true.
Correct.
So they are lying when they say they get free donuts. Wow, that is amazing. I didn't think it was true because I used to work at Dunkin'. I used to sling donuts, but we never closed. We were open 24 hours. So we had to come and put this rumor. We had to find out if it was true or false. So you are saying it is
false.
Yes. All right, Bobby, that's it. Back to you.
Yeah.
Why'd you ask her over and over again? She said false. And
I wanted to see if she would stick to her story.
So what you're saying is.
I didn't know if I was persistent, if she'd be like, okay, we really give them away.
I think it has to do with you're an adult man, probably.
Sure.
And you're filming her.
Insta-shares a kid.
Right.
And they're like, oh, a kid, let's give him some donuts.
You think that. You know what I think? Someone lied to mom.
No, why would she lie?
Did you see the donuts, Amy?
This story? I didn't.
Uh-oh.
But I have a reason for that.
Would you have let her go and buy donuts if she wanted to?
Yes, that's what I wanted her to do. Yes, like she has money to buy them, but they got the donuts.
Yeah, okay, so they don't do it. I think they gave her the donuts because she was a kid, and they didn't give you the donuts because you're... A man.
I mean, she pointed at the cameras and said, see these cameras?
But did you go through the drive-thru?
Nope.
Okay, this Dunkin' that she went to is a drive-thru.
No. Okay, it has a drive-thru attached to it.
Do it again.
But you can't drive through on your bikes.
Oh, yeah, you can go up to the window.
Okay. Try going to a drive-thru on your bike and see if they serve you.
If you're a kid, it's probably easier.
Yes, it's very easy.
Morgan Wallen's performing this weekend at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, and so... I believe that I'll be introing Morgan on stage with, they're telling me, Kristen Cavallari and The Miz.
Wait. The Miz is going to be there?
Who's The Miz?
He's from
Real World.
He has a show on USA. Okay. Oh, wait.
He's from Real World.
I only know him because he has a show on USA Network that is on same channel mine's on. And so I would see like promotions for it. But I think he's a wrestler.
Yes.
Oh.
He was on Real World, Back to New York. Then he became a wrestler.
There we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't geek out on
Bobby.
There. No, don't geek.
Can you introduce me?
I don't know him.
But you're going to be introing with him, so you got to be like, dude, I got a buddy that's a huge fan. Oh my
Bones,
goodness.
You can do this for him,
but you
right?
have to be cool.
Yeah, I will I'm be just, so cool.
You don't sound so cool.
You weren't cool with Johnny Bananas.
No one with Johnny Bananas, and I probably won't be with The Miz, but if I see him backstage...
Okay, but don't tell me you're not going
to
be.
No, no, I am. I said I'm going to be cool.
No, you didn't.
Well, you know the likelihood of you seeing him backstage is high.
Okay, so anyway...
Sorry, I didn't mean to
tomorrow night with Morgan Wallen, I'll be introducing him with Christian Cavallari and The Miz, who Lunchbox is in love with.
He is awesome.
Other performers are Maren, Luke Combs, Sam Smith, The Black Keys, Pitbull, LL Cool J, and a whole bunch more. You can watch tomorrow and Saturday on the CW app or CWTV.com. The show starts at 10, 9 central. And I don't know him, so if it presents itself, I'll be happy to.
Woo!
But you may be able to meet him without me.
If I see him in the hall, man, I'm going to say, what up, Miz? It's The Miz! Oh, yeah.
You're like a kid does at wrestling.
I know, but it's like seeing him for the first time in person. That's legit.
But you only like him because of Real World.
Yeah. I mean, I watched him a little bit when he was in wrestling, but yeah, all because of Real World.
Okay, and the thing is, we all have to be together, and I'm with Lunchbox a lot backstage, and this happens with a lot of celebrities, and it's so embarrassing. I walk away like I don't know him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, last year we were in the lobby, and who'd we see? In the hotel lobby, getting off the elevator, and it was Huff. The
Julianne
dancer,
Huff?
The brother.
Derek Huff.
Derek Huff. And he starts getting on his camera talking about Derek. And I just have to, and we're about to get into an Uber together, but I just walk away because I'm like, I don't know this
he
person.
He is loud and it's a bit embarrassing.
Yes. It's like, just
because
be
you
cool.
can also just be like, hey, man, big fan, or say nothing, or just take a quick picture or something as they're walking by, or hey, can I get a picture? Because Derek Huff's really nice. But yeah, when you're like pulling it out and holding it in front of their face, like a paparazzi that Kanye slaps the camera out of. Like, that is embarrassing.
Derek!
Hey, that's what people are here for, man. They want to see that kind of stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Mitchell Tenpenny.
He's back. Yeah! We knew he'd be back. How's the voice?
Good. I mean, I'd say 92%. We're almost there, so I'm happy to be back, man.
Do we need to wait 8%
no,
more?
No. We live on 90% these days, man.
I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you're healthy.
Thank you, man. I feel way better, so I appreciate it.
Did you listen or watch back your interview?
I did not. I did not hear it. I was
good
resting
for you.
Most of the
good
time.
For you.
Yes.
I need you to sleep and rest.
Yeah.
I need you to focus on just getting back here.
I'm going
to tell you, A-plus interview. The people loved it.
Oh, well,
they were like,
you,
we
man.
Like Mitchell Tenpenny. Yeah. Weren't they? Oh, thank yes. Yes.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks for doing that.
So his voice was out, and now he's going to perform for us here. And his first song he's going to do is Whitney Houston, I'll Always Love You. All right, Mitchell, we line up one impossible song to sing after another. Mitchell Tenpenny is here. And again, I hope you guys check out This Is The Heavy. We talked about it last week. It's a new record that's out. I saw that you have over 1 billion streams, like in general.
Yeah, man, they surprised me with one of those parties. That was insane. I had no idea.
How many of those billion is just you letting it repeat at your house?
Every day, man.
Just turn it on and let it go.
The iPhone's just going at all
times. I would not be better than that. You are better than that. I am not better than that. So you can check out Mitchell on the Raised Up Right tour all the way up until end of October. And you can also check him out on the This Is The Heavy 2023 tour, January, February. And you can go to Mitchell's socials or site and check that out. Hey, I saw you have a tattoo of a chicken with a gun. Was that real?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you do have a tattoo of a chicken with a gun in his hand.
Did you see Wallace and Gromit growing up?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Remember the little rooster that robbed the train?
So you have that.
Yeah, it scared me as a child, and so I wanted to put something that scared me.
You wanted to face
your
fear by putting a chicken with a gun on your shoulder.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw that on his Instagram, and I forgot to bring it up last week. And then I also saw that you hung out with T-Pain.
Yeah, for a little bit at the Vikings game, yeah.
And what was T-Pain like?
He was super nice, man. You know, I'm obviously a massive fan of everything he's done and produced, so that was the first time I ever got to meet him, and he was so nice. And then they put Truth About You up on the, like, speakers, and he was singing it, and I was like, in shock. I was like blown away.
About you.
It's all auto-tune.
Yeah, all auto-tune. That'd be sick.
Mitchell10penny.com. But go to Mitchell, the number 10, penny.com. And you can go watch Mitchell live, as you can see here and hear here. He's awesome live. And man, great job. I'm glad you got to come in.
Yeah, thank you.
The people
guys.
Have been waiting for a year. This was like Kanye's new album. People just keep waiting. They keep going, it's going to happen. And then it never does. And then finally, you come in. There he is. You guys check him out. Check out the new record, Mitchell Tenpenny, everybody.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
oldest girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by oldest girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host, Vico Ortiz, and our abuelita, Liliana Montenegro, play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a voicemail we got last night.
This is Lunchbox on the voicemail. That's funny. Keep that going.
Oh.
Was he listening as he called?
You love that.
Because he was right in it. All right, number two, Jim from Oatfield, Oregon.
Bobby Bones, real quick. Barbecue. Barbecue. I think that's a good name for a country. Barbie.
I have a Barbie on my desk, but it's an Arkansas Razorback cheerleader Barbie from 1996 that I opened the package and everybody flipped out. And I said if somebody named her, I'd give them a prize. I didn't see a name yet that I've fallen in love with.
You don't like barbecue?
Yeah, what do you think about barbecue?
She needs to have like some utensils in her hand. Like, yeah. It needs to be working at a barbecue restaurant.
Or you grill her.
Yeah. No, I don't want to grill her.
Excuse me?
What the heck? Jeffrey Dahmer? All right, weird. Here is Clint from Mississippi.
Just wondering why Clint was the go-to word for all the shady guys. I heard it today in the story about the guy running away from the cop. Not upset or anything. Just think it's funny. Just wondering why you came up with Clint.
No idea.
Just random?
Just random. Sometimes names come at me. I might have been thinking about Clint Black earlier, and then it just popped into my head, or singing a Clint Black song. How many other Clints are there, though? Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Clint Black. Clint.
Culp. No, that's someone I went to high school with.
See, we don't know him.
I don't know. That's sorry, Clint, Mississippi. I don't know why I picked your name there.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
People are online sharing life hacks that they learned later in life. And one of them I just learned by reading the article.
Okay.
Because I had no idea how to make the degree symbol show up.
Like the little circle that's higher, the small circle.
Mm-hmm. If you were trying to give the temperature outside or something and you wanted to type it, how do you put the degree? Well, if you have an iPhone, you hold down the zero button and then the degree symbol will pop up and you select it.
Let me send this to Eddie and see if it works.
Okay, you testing it out?
Yep. Okay, here we go. And then hold zero down.
Hold it.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Hold on. Boom. Then you have to go up and send. Okay, Eddie, do you have your phone?
Yeah, I have it right here. My favorite band is 98 Degrees.
What up?
Look at that.
I cherish you.
We all learned something from that. And then someone else shared that for dusting things like baseboards and windowsills and picture frames, the best tool is a clean paintbrush. A lot of people use cloth or t-shirt or rag, and it can get really messy. But this person said they just get cheap 2-inch paintbrushes exclusively for dusting, and it's the best way to get those areas and really good for cobwebs.
I'm not interested in that one.
Well, you're not dusting?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go buy paintbrushes. I already have some dusting stuff, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay, just didn't know if you really cleaned your baseboards.
By the way, I don't.
Then someone said after taking a shower, they learned you could dry yourself off inside the shower. That way you don't get your floors wet.
Well, yeah.
I dry off in the shower.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You do?
Yeah.
I get my floors wet.
I put on all my clothes while still under the water just to save time.
Really?
And then I dry out as I drive to work. Just, it's all, efficiency. All right, what else?
People in California will be able to use a burial method called human composting starting in 2027. California is joining Washington, Colorado, Oregon, Vermont in allowing human composting. And if you're not familiar with what that is, Well, we've talked about it before, but it's been a minute and you probably blocked it out because you're disgusted by it. But I would be open to this. This is where you let your body naturally decompose and it turns into soil that can, trees can be planted from you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I have to let my body naturally decompose. Now, you guys could make me not by burying me,
right?
Burning me.
You have no control of that.
But I have no control. My body will just, I will let myself decompose unless you guys ruin it for me.
Huh.
But I don't want to be
Want to be a part of turned into soil to where you can create new things.
I just struggle with it thinking about dying. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if that's ever going to happen to me.
It's not weird that your body would be like the dirt under my tree.
All of our everything is everywhere.
Hey,
Eddie, listen to this. All of our everything is everywhere.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Well, but you could be put in a box and in a ground and contained there.
We're all just dust in the wind.
Hey, that's a jam.
Do you have in your will what you want to happen to you?
No.
Like cremated or?
I don't care.
Oh.
I'm dead. What am I going to care? Make me a tree so I can fly.
No. You'd be the soil in the tree, the tree.
All right. What else, Amy?
Blake Shelton was on the Kelly Clarkson show and they talked about stuff like The Voice and his clothing deal with Lands' End. And then Kelly joined him for an unplugged version of his first big hit, Austin.
If you're calling about the car I sold in, if this is Tuesday night, I'm bowling. You got something to sell.
I mean, Kelly Clarkson's so good.
Yeah, so good.
I mean, Blake's obviously really good, too, but them doing that together is really cool. Yeah, that's cool.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
His name's Bill Adams. He was headed home to Tennessee with a tour bus he just bought in Vermont. And he spotted 50 tourists stranded on the side of the road in Ohio. Their tour bus had broken. He bought a tour bus. He's driving by a group of tour bus people. Their bus had broken down. They had been standing out in the heat for more than an hour. So he was like, well, let me pull over and see what's up. He learned that the tourists were headed to see a performance at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville and that he would drive pretty close to there on his way home. So he said, get in.
I love it.
That's crazy. Hilarious.
Thanks to Bill, the Canadians were able to make it to their show on time. The original bus driver was able to get the repairs on his bus done, and the tourist vacation was hardly interrupted at all. Bill says the motor coach industry is sort of a brotherhood, and he was happy to stop and give these broken down tourists. That's hilarious.
This was meant to be.
Yeah.
That was really funny. Sound
real. And he had to go like, this is a joke.
Right. Yeah.
There's a broken down tour bus, and that's funny. He says it was just meant to be. We were put in that situation and given that privilege to help. That's a pretty cool story. Hey, Bill Adams, I don't know if you listen to the show. You might. You're pretty cool, man. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Time now for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
We have 90 seconds to figure it out. Ready, guys?
Let's Ready. Go.
Let's go.
Investigative version. Amy, go.
Why shouldn't you tell a secret in a cornfield?
And go.
Husk. Ears. Lots of ears.
Lots of ears.
Too many ears?
Too many ears.
Too many ears.
Go. Right.
There are too many ears there.
Yep.
Two people can hear you with all the ears.
Yes.
That's got to be your answer somehow.
Too many people or?
Too many ears.
Too many ears.
Because, yeah, the corn has ears.
Okay, go.
What do lumberjacks shout at the start of fall?
Fall. Timber.
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 Okay, so it's got to be something. No.
Yeah, timber, fall.
No.
Autumn.
Yeah, timber. Is it just timber? Does timber itself make sense?
It's the start of fall.
It's the start of fall, so it's timber.
Timber.
The starting to fall.
That's it.
Okay, is it timber?
No.
No, it doesn't make sense, okay. Guys.
Right. It's now the start of fall.
Now we wasted 20 seconds.
The start of fall.
Autumn.
Pumpkin spice.
Tea. It's timber.
It's not timber. We
September.
September.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
September.
Wow. Let's go.
All right, go. Next one.
What do pirates wear at autumn time?
September.
October.
Murder you on the boat.
A leaf.
Take over your boat.
Pirates
wear in fall.
What
pumpkin.
Yeah, what do pirates wear come autumn or fall?
Long sleeves.
Patch. Pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch.
Pumpkin patch. Let's go.
Did you get that one?
You did get that
one. Yeah. We said, okay, that's our personal record. We didn't go to four,
but that's okay.
The best we've ever done. Woo. We'll take it. Let's go, Eddie.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Good job.
Wow, that was cool.
We just kind of threw some stuff out of our butt. September, straight out of my butt. That one, pumpkin patch,
straight out of my butt.
I come flying out of
there. Absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Well, congratulations to us. I do want to mention that tomorrow, Amy's doing a podcast event in Wichita. Tickets go on sale for it tomorrow at selectaseat.com/Amy10Central. And that show is coming up in November, so you guys be sure to check it out. Or just go to bobbybones.com. We'll have the information up there. You can get a ticket link up there. Bobbybones.com tomorrow at 10 Central for Amy's podcast event in Wichita. On the phone, Michelle, who lives in Kentucky. Michelle, what do you want to say?
One more reason to love Tracy Lawrence.
Okay.
We were in Nashville a week and a half before my daughter's brain surgery, and she went into a seizure, and Tracy Lawrence was in the barbecue place we were in. And he came up and asked if she was okay and if we needed any help. I said no, didn't realize it was him at first. And then all of a sudden afterwards, we were invited to his tour bus. And when we got on there, he asked me how I was doing, and they never do that. And then sat and talked with her for a good 20 minutes and took her on a little horse ride with the Nashville horses.
Wow.
And gave her merchandise.
Awesome.
Cool.
I mean, Tracy Lawrence was just in a barbecue restaurant and he saw this. It's not Tracy Lawrence doing it because, you know, it's an event pre-show and they've asked him, hey, will you do this as a PR move? It's like he was just out having some food and he saw this happen and went all the extra mile to make sure that you felt good and that she was okay. That's what I say. Tracy Lawrence for president.
Yeah.
Give him an Oscar.
All of that.
Everything. Any award. I love Tracy Lawrence. We were talking about him. I think he's such a good dude. So how did that end? Was he, you know, like, hey, good to see you, good to meet you, anything? I mean, what happened there?
We ended up getting a card from his, I guess, manager or whatever that was with him, but then we lost it. I mean, I wish that he could know that she was doing okay because she only had a 20% chance to live, but it'll be forever in our hearts and that everything.
So you want me to tell Tracy she's doing okay?
There you go.
There we go. Okay, we can do that. There's, if there's one thing I can do, it's tell people something.
That's the one
thing. Kind of my specialty. That's the one thing I know that I can do. All right, Michelle, do you want to say your daughter's name so I can tell them, or do you want to keep that off the air?
Yeah, it's Alexia.
Okay, Alexia, Michelle, Tracy Lawrence. Now, that's a power triangle right there. I like that. Okay, thank you very much for the call. We love to hear stories like that, and I will tell Tracy, okay?
Thank you, guys.
All right, see you later.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before I tell you the story, I want to play the bias alarm, because I'm absolutely biased about this, and I'll be clear about it. I'm biased, okay? That's the bias alarm. So everybody knows. Now, the story's about Kane Brown. I really like Kane as a person. I think Kane's an awesome dude. And people are giving him a hard time because he shows up sometimes with a 20-person entourage. But the thing about Kane's entourage, it's like all his friends. It's not just like all like people he hires to like roll with him to look cool. But I want to play this clip. This is of Kane on the Zach Sang show. And he was kind of asked about traveling with a big group.
We travel like a rap group. It's awesome and I love y'all, but sometimes embarrassing. It will sometimes get somewhere and it's like I have this green room and there's 20 of us. It's like ready to go. But it's awesome at the same time because we got support and we love each other.
Yeah, and people were giving Kane crap about that. And I was thinking about that. Well, myself, Kane and I have similar backgrounds. And I will go into places. For example, we went to an Arkansas football game. Maybe last year, I'm not sure. I never got to do cool stuff like that, ever. So you know what I do? I grab all the people that I think will be that will be cool to them. So we got Matt Stell, who sings a couple songs. Adam Hambrick. Eddie. So we took a big group of us, rolled deep, like eight of us. And it wasn't to show up with a bunch of people, but it was like, if they're going to let me do this, and I'm saying I'm bringing like seven people I got to bring, they get to do it too. And so it's just about taking folks that have kind of been there with you or that it's really important to and doing it with them.
Yeah.
And that's what Kane does. He just like takes his people with him. I don't care if he has a 100-person entourage. Like if like, he's giving them experiences because he thinks it's super cool and he thinks that they'll think it's super cool, more power to him.
Let it rip.
Yeah, I just don't think people should be giving Kane a hard time about that. Now, if it sucks, I'll go by myself. I won't make anybody go with me. If it's something I'm like, this is not good.
Who was the one that paid for all the people? MC Hammer?
Yeah, yes. That's what I was worried about.
He had chefs and cooks for the chefs.
That's crazy.
And people to put his shoes on. And some of them were like his guys, but some were just people he hired, and they rolled really deep. Like sometimes 40, 50 people.
Oh, my gosh.
He lost all his money, and he's doing fine now. Actually, I have an MC Hammer doll on my desk that
there
I keep
there. There it is.
So, but yes. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, me, Hammer, Kane.
Same. One and the same.
All the same. Kane's a good dude. Yeah. He's a really good dude, and he does things in his, as sincere as possible. So I didn't like that people were going after him because of that. You know, at my house, it's probably been 9 months or so since the last time I saw it, but there's a ghost dog.
Yes.
I told you. I looked out the door. We have these, like, Florida ceiling window doors, but there's like four of them all right beside each other, one part of the house. And there's a white dog, almost see-through. I'm like, wait, is that a real dog? And it's standing right there at the window. And I go, okay, well, I'm going to run over to the door and open it and get this dog and because I thought maybe it had a collar on. And so, but first, I got to put my dogs up so they don't go crazy. So I put them in the room and I run out and the dog's gone. And then I check the footage on the security camera. We got cameras all over the property. No dog on the cameras anywhere.
Eerie.
That was my first ever run in I had with the ghost dog. And I brought it on the show and you guys thought I was crazy. What happened like a week later? The ghost dog showed back up again.
Which could still be in your head. That's the crazy part.
Right. Not twice. Maybe once. What? Nah, not even once.
I think so.
Yeah, I don't really see that. I don't really have visions like that. My visions are more like, who's going to win a football game this weekend?
realistic
yeah,
ones.
Those are the ones that actually can do something.
All right.
So I talk about it. Ghost dog, as white as could be. Pure white. Like an angel.
But also see-through.
Wow.
Well, almost. It was so, the fur was so white. I was like, I can almost see through that dog.
Almost like a unicorn.
Yeah. I looked for a horn on the dog's head. Wasn't
nothing?
One.
Okay.
So here's a story. An Arctic fox was found scratching at a Tennessee woman's door.
What? Hold on.
Arctic fox.
I have to Google
this. Does anyone here could also be a ghost dog? Meaning either this is a ghost dog that she saw or there's an Arctic fox in my yard. One of the two. Animal rescuers in Tennessee said they are now caring for an exotic fox. What if they're caring for a ghost dog? And then all of a sudden it disappears out of the cage. Oh, it could happen. I'm warning them.
Wow.
It was found scratching at a resident's back door because the dog wanted to be let inside. Juniper Russo, the owner of For Fox Sake, hilarious name for a wildlife rescue.
Yes.
Fox Sake.
For Fox Sake. Guys,
hey, that's risky,
maybe the
though.
Greatest wildlife rescue name I've ever heard of.
Careful.
That does look like a dog.
It's a fox.
It's a fox, yeah.
So. I know what I'm saying, but it looks like a dog. Like, I
does it look like a ghost, though, if you were to see
it? Yeah, like I'm thinking, like, okay, maybe Bobby saw this.
Ghost dogs. Sorry. Arctic foxes.
Okay.
They're legal to keep without a permit. But tell me that ain't.
Wow.
That's possibly it.
That's possibly it.
Didn't you have a lot of foxes at your house?
What do you mean, did?
I saw them, like four or five.
I have video this morning. No.
Right. Oh, again this morning?
I don't know what to do. Here's our problem.
You need to call For Fox Sake.
Amy, be careful.
That's true.
Yeah, really be careful.
Amy, you have to be careful. You have to be careful.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say that too fast.
We have had a guest on our show and a guy that I did an episode of Breaking Bobby Bones with, and they catch animals humanely and put them back into nature. The issue is we've had people come over and try to trap these foxes, but what they're going to do, if they trap them, they're going to kill them.
Oh, yeah.
And Caitlin goes, we can't do that. I'd rather have foxes in our yard causing all this trouble. And there are little dead rats all over the place in the backyard. They like drag. It's getting to be kind of gross. But she's like, I don't want to kill the foxes. I can't imagine if there's three of them right now, two of them wake up and their brother's gone.
Exactly.
And so she's going full Bambi on me. And I'm like, okay, I get it. And I just need to call this guy. Do we have his contact info still, Scuba? Because I got my phone out this morning and I have the video of three huge foxes in the backyard.
Yeah, I have his email and phone number. We can hit him up.
I wonder if he would come to my house and catch these foxes.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll
and I'd be like, bro, for fuck's sake.
Dude, that's crazy.
Then we give them to them.
Stop that.
No? Okay. I quickly want to go over and talk to Keela, who lives in Missouri. Keela, we appreciate you calling the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What can
morning,
I do for you?
Morning. Morning.
We got a lot happening here. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So real quick, backstory. Lived in a duplex about 15 years ago. There was a lot of activity that this one family owned it. The last living family member lived on the other side of us. And we always had activity in the home, like cats going through our legs. No cat was there except for ours. And like the water would turn on, razors would turn on, phones were getting messed with all the time. So my husband and I and the kids came home one night, and there was the coroner was there, and the ambulance was there. And I'm like, well, what happened? Well, she had passed away. So that night, like, all the activity stopped. And we're laying in bed. I'm asleep. It was like between 1 and 3 o'clock in the morning, right? So my cat is jumping on the bed, like jumping up and down on the bed, like on our faces. And I'm like, what the crap is wrong with this cat? And we take it. I go ahead and I get up and I open the door, and there's this. Okay, so her son, he came down that night and took all of her stuff out of her duplex that night. And he put it in our ditch on our side. I look outside, and it's raining, and there was this beautiful, huge, pure white wolf. It looked like a wolf circling her things. I mean, just circling them.
Would you say it was a ghost wolf or ghost dog? Is that what you'd say?
I'm telling you, ghost wolf. But wait, there's more. Oh. My cat darts out the door. The wolf, the white, beautiful white dog who didn't look wet at all, by the way. Like, no rain was falling.
How would a ghost get wet? I agree.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know. That's what I was kind of wondering. And so my cat runs out, and they like, kind of sniff each other, and then, poof, they literally take off together across the street, never to be seen again.
Your cat, too?
The cat went, what?
Yes. Yes, Amy. The cat, too. It was like... It was the kid. It was like the cat's name was Bubbles. It must have been Bubbles' time or something, but it was crazy. I woke my husband up because it went on for a couple minutes before the cat darted out the door. I said, "Hey, man, come here and look at this. Am I seeing things?" And he's like, "No, that's a big white dog." And I go, "That's not a dog. I've never seen a dog. I mean, Great Pyrenees, you think? No, whiter, mm-hmm. pure
snow
white.
White,
beautiful.
Well, what does this represent?
It represents there's a ghost dog at her house too.
Wow.
And I'm not crazy alone. I might be crazy with her, but I'm not crazy alone. And I looked at my security footage. As soon as the ghost dog left, there was no ghost dog there.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
What's crazy is the ghost dog maybe came to get Bubbles, and they left together. Dude, the ghost dog could have taken you away too.
I know, but then I put my dogs up, and the ghost dog was like, "Oh, I lost him. He left."
Yeah. Okay. You messed it all up.
I'm just telling you guys. I saw it. I saw them own eyeballs. And then now they're saying there was an Arctic wolf in the area. Maybe that was it. Maybe it was a ghost dog. Let's do the news.
Bobby's Big Stories.
Lead story. This is the fattest we've ever been.
Yeah.
From the Daily Mail, after gathering height and weight data, researchers determined that now more than 1 in 4 people in America are considered obese, and this is heavier. We're heavier and fatter than we've ever been before. The CDC found that in southern states, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and West Virginia, they have the highest obesity rates of the entire country. These stats became inflated largely due to the pandemic. So hopefully we can work our way out of it a little bit. But not really great data to have to share. But we can do it, team.
Yeah, we can.
We can do it. That's it. You can actually get prettier with more sleep. That's the second story.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty.
This is from Healthline.
Just two consecutive nights of poor sleep makes you appear a little less attractive. Mm. It also directly affects your skin and the luminosity of it. Poor sleep gives you bags under your eyes and makes your overall complexion look worn out. So sleep, because it will help you look prettier. Sleep's so important. Sleep and water, man. I say it all the time. The two things you think are the easiest, so we neglect them because they seem so easy. Two fundamental things. If we don't do it right, nothing else really goes as we plan it to. Sleep and water. Sleep and water. Sounds like Wiz Khalifa. Black and yellow. Black and yellow. Yeah, but I go sleep and water. Sleep and water.
Sleep and water.
This story's sad. A University of Tampa student fatally shot while trying to get into the wrong car. A University of Tampa student who lost his life early Saturday morning was because he tried to get in a guy's car. He thought it was his Uber. And so he gets in, and the person in the car thinks, at least had said, that they thought their life was being threatened.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how the situation went down. The student, who had been with friends, took an Uber to his home near the campus, tried to get into a parked car. The driver, who police say feared for his life and did not know the kid, Carson Senfield, or why he was trying to force his way into the car, shot him in the upper body. According to the Tampa Police Department, the shooter remained on the scene and is cooperating with law enforcement. That's from Fox 13.
Dang.
You hate this for everybody involved.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, Carson Senfield wasn't doing anything wrong. It was him not knowing the right car to get into. And the driver, I'm not sure what was happening there, but if he really felt like his life was threatened, okay, he even stayed. I was like, look, I did it. This is what happened, at least according to the story. It sucks for everybody.
Yeah.
So I hate to hear and see that story. I guess why I wanted to read it and share it is one thing that I do if I'm ordering an Uber, and I know this doesn't affect everybody, you can look at the license plate on the thing and just look at the last three letters or numbers and just make sure it matches real quick.
Yeah.
That's because there are a lot of cars that look alike, and it's easy to sometimes get in the wrong car or walk to a wrong car.
Yeah.
So I always look at the last three, and then I yell, hey, are you here for Brad Pitt?
And then
they say no. But how about Bobby? Yes. Okay, that's me. Little joke that's not really that funny, but I like it almost every time. A North Carolina woman said a trip to buy potato chips took an unexpected detour, and it led her to winning a $100,000 lottery prize. She was going to buy potato chips. And so she's 44 years old. Her name's Marcia Finney. She was going to buy the gas, the potato chips, but her store was closed, the store she goes to all the time. So she's like, well, I guess I'll go over to this one, Mike's Food Store on Earl Road. She went to get that snack. She bought the $25 Spectacular Richest Scratch-Off Lottery ticket, won $100,000.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. That is from UPI. There you go. Scientists warned that house flies could carry diseases in their vomit.
Uh-oh.
I don't even know if house flies vomited. But now what am I supposed to do? I don't want house flies in the house anyways. I'm already trying not to have them in there.
Yeah.
So, but now I got to worry double if they are in there. It appears that the flies living among us are more than most realize when it comes to disgusting. Researchers at the University of Massachusetts Amherst say that these insects, they could actually transfer infected blood, if they bite a human and pass it over. And then what's happening too, when they vomit, apparently, there's disease in a lot of the vomit.
Awesome.
Do you even see the vomit? Would
no,
you even know it's
not.
Vomit?
Oh, no.
So little.
This is from studyfinds.org. So that's gross, and I don't know what to do because we don't have a lot of flies, but when we do, I already try to kill them. I can't really do anything more than I'm already doing.
You have a fly swatter?
Hang fly traps everywhere, the big sticky things.
Yeah. Those are cool.
No, not the zap.
Oh,
no, the sticky
is awesome.
Ones. Yeah.
No.
A flying bike that travels 62 miles per hour for up to 40 minutes made its U.S. debut. This is from the Daily Mail. It cost $777,000.
Wow. Wait, it's 1,000?
Listen to this. Yeah. A hover bike that travels at 62 miles per hour for up to 40 minutes was shown at the North American Auto Show. The flying craft has been in development for 2 years from Delaware-based company Aerowinds. Cost that $700,000+. It could be even cheaper in 2025. But it looks, when I say bike, it looks like a snowmobile with three propellers on each side facing downward.
Yes.
And it
actually floats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For up to 40 minutes. Cool. For $777,000, if you're like Drake, I would buy one of these. That's
for
the
sure.
ultimate flex.
Oh.
Have one of those.
This looks awesome.
If I was Al Dean with all his money,
yeah,
I would have one of those.
That's
if you could
cool.
get one, you know?
I'd be so nervous.
With their kind of money, I don't think there's really much nerves.
Oh.
You mean safety or breaking it?
Get in it.
Safety or breaking it?
Safety.
Oh, I'd worry about breaking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, safety, I guess. Well, the guy's wearing a helmet.
Oh. Yeah, that's true. Okay.
The guy in the video. But it looks awesome. For 40 minutes, can you imagine? Adam Levine allegedly asked this yoga teacher to get naked in a flirty text.
Oh, no.
More and more of these texts are coming out.
Oh, man.
They're all over the place.
There's another one. 21-year-old college student at the University of Alabama. He was commenting on her leg day and said, doing great. Looks good. Oh, boy.
Well, that just sounds like somebody encouraging a good workout.
No. I mean, 21-year-old college student. He was like, you're in college, right?
But that's just a comment.
But that's also 21. I don't care that she's 21. You're the one that says as soon as they graduate.
No, I agree. When the tassel moves from the right to the left. But what I'm saying is, it's not just celebrity. He's just scrolling Instagram for butt pictures.
Oh, maybe there's a hashtag that he looks for.
And he's like, I didn't cheat, but I made some bad decisions getting flirty.
Okay.
You're telling me.
Maybe he's.
You're telling me. All this flirt.
And no one bit?
And no one.
Come on.
And then one of them I saw, because there's so many out there now. The girl was like, hey, aren't you married? And he was like, it's complicated.
Yeah, that's what the
complication is. His wife doesn't find out, according to him.
It's about to get complicated.
Yeah, that's from the LA Times. Sonic intros fried cookie dough. This is going to be awesome. Cookie dough bites a la mode will be available at participating locations nationwide starting Monday, September 26th. So that's next Monday. Listen to this. This is not a commercial, by the way. The treats feature chocolate chip cookie dough fried to be crispy on the outside, gooey on the inside, and they come with real ice cream for dipping.
Are you
kidding me? Dip me in that.
Wow.
That's from Chew Boom. Sonic app users get early access starting today. Yeah, those look really good. And then finally, CMT Artist of the Year 2022 will take place October 14th in Nashville. This year's honorees include Carly Pierce, Cody Johnson, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, and Walker Hayes. Pretty cool for them. Congratulations to them. I like it.
Love it.
Pretty cool. I was actually asked last year to host that, and I couldn't because I had another conflict. And I was like, can I host it? But can I do make fun of everybody? And I think they were close to agreeing because it wasn't going to be bad.
Yeah.
But
it'd be funny.
But yes, because I'm friends with most of them, and I feel like I could get up there and make fun of all of them in a really fun way. And I think they were going to let me do it. Then we had to go, I can't do it. It was really disappointing, honestly. And I'm very thankful they'd asked me to host that show. But I think it would have been funny and probably, hopefully, viral. Because that's some really good jokes. I was really going hard too on some of them. Okay, that's what's up. That's your news. Thank you.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
I'm 10 out of 10 when it comes to being a Brooks and Dunn fan. Just loved him as a kid. Love him now. Love those guys individually and together. And so I feel pretty lucky. Ronnie Dunn came over to the house yesterday and we talked for an hour. And it was the most in-depth, professionally I've ever gotten with him about Brooks and Dunn. And he told his whole story about coming to Nashville. And you can hear it all. It's up right now on the Bobbycast. But his wife and June Carter were friends. And so she was like, hey, let's go. We'll go stay with them. And he was like, wait, Johnny Cash? She's like, yeah. And so he's with Johnny at the house. Ronnie is. While the ladies go shopping. And afterward, this is what happened when she came back.
John's real quiet. He's quiet at first, and he's intimidating anyway, right? June and Janine go shopping and leave me and John alone at the house. Well, there were two big black recliners in front of his TV. He's sitting there watching CNN. And I just sat down with a cup of coffee, and I sat there. Something going on in the news, and he goes, yeah, I always watch it. I always watch it. He says, I'm an addict. And he says, I'll watch the TV until the loop changes. He says, that CNN and all that stuff are on loops. He just kind of didn't say much. He's like, you want to go fishing? What are you doing? You want to be in music? Nothing like that.
That's all he said was like, hey, CNN news, huh?
Weird.
Yeah, about that. So they later became very close. And what he went on to tell me was that he lived on Johnny Cash's property for years, for almost 2 years, and then would try to pay him rent. And he's like, I don't want your money.
Wow.
So Ronnie Dunn lived basically with Johnny Cash for a year and a half. I've never heard that story before. It's all in there. It's way more detailed than what I'm telling it now. He then talked about how Brooks and Dunn got to open for the Rolling Stones. And I was like, did you take a picture with them? And so he talked about this, but it took a really long time to get the picture back after they took it with the band.
That's one thing that they said, dude, don't ask for pictures. So they may do it, they may not. But anyway, it was Mick that stepped up and said, hey, let's take a picture. So we all stand up and get this picture. And it took, now this is no exaggeration, a minimum of 3 years to get it back. So 3 years later, the picture comes in, 8x10, and they're the same height as we are. I'm 6'4", Kicks is 6'2", right? Then we're all the same height. So I guess that's what was going on. Little
took a lot longer to edit pictures in.
Little touch-up.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
That's hilarious.
It's one after the other of great stories where I'm just going, I cannot believe I've never heard this before. I felt like I'd heard it all. The fact that he lived with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
The funny picture story. He talked about they don't go to award shows anymore. And they talked about whenever he talked about when they kind of stopped playing together and they broke up for a bit. And how, you know, they were still nominated, but they weren't winning after they'd won all these years in a row. And he's like, perception was we just weren't as good anymore. And we didn't like it. Didn't like that. It didn't feel good. So he doesn't go to these shows. And I said, I'll give you a proposition. And so here you go.
I don't even go to award shows. It's like they're nominating us now. But I just think,
I saw you got nominated again.
Yeah. But it's like, mm-mm.
Do you want me to go in your place? And then if you win, I'll go up and do the speech.
Do it, please. You'll do a lot better speech than I can.
Do you know how awesome that would be?
I want you to do it. I'm telling you right now, please do it if it happened.
This is you officially saying, though. You're telling me if you guys win, you clear it now. I got to have fix this clearance,
absolutely.
Too, that I can go up and accept your award.
Please. Yes, absolutely. Fact.
What about, okay, listen to this. When they do the camera and they show all the people sitting in the audience, I want to hold two sticks with your heads on it, and they have to put it on me holding sticks at your heads. But you have to say that so they know. It'll be awesome. And then when you win, I'll go up. And
I'm all about it.
And then we kept talking about it even after we recorded, because he hung out for a long – Caitlin was there too, and they sat and talked for a long time. And he was like, you should just come and – walk the red carpet as us and dress as us and be us, because we're not going.
Idea.
And then he goes, I'm calling Kicks right now.
That's amazing.
How funny would that be if I went to the CMAs with either Caitlin, if she wanted to do it? I would think it'd be hilarious if she would do it. She's usually not for that kind of thing public. She might, though, or Eddie.
Hilarious.
Being Kicks. And we stay in character the whole time. We never break character. I'm Ronnie Dunn. You're Kicks Brooks. We sit in their seats. All of it.
Bones, I think that's amazing.
It's the funny. It just got funnier when he was like, yes, and maybe the funniest thing that has ever been thought of. It'd be tough to stay in character for 4 hours.
We could do it, though.
Because otherwise, I won't go. I'm bitter that, honestly, I don't get to host it. And.
Well, so who would be who?
He'd be Ronnie.
Yeah, I'd be Ronnie.
He'd be Kicks.
Okay.
100%.
Yeah, and we'd have to find old clothes.
Right.
Like, maybe even get theirs.
I carry a guitar with me the whole time.
I need to see how Caitlin feels. Because if she'd put on a mustache, Eddie.
That'd be better.
That would be better.
For sure. And I wouldn't be offended by that.
But I know that she's not really up for doing public stuff. However.
But she's not Caitlin.
That's true.
Kicks.
She's Kicks. She Kicks, bro.
You got to separate yourself.
Man, would that not be so funny? And they'd probably kick us out, which would be a better story.
Oh, that'd be the best.
And then they wouldn't even put us on camera, and they would not highlight us as them, because they'd be like making a joke. No, we're in their place.
I love it.
Okay, so we're going to work on this.
Okay.
But we have their blessing. So they're in the Country Music Hall of Fame. You can't not do it.
Oh, no, you have to do it. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Check out the Bobbycast. It's up now. It is wonderful. It's with Ronnie Dunn of Brooks & Dunn. It is up now. Search the Bobbycast. Voila. By the way, the guy from Beyond Meat who bit the guy's nose, allegedly... Beyond Meat suspended. It's COO after he was arrested over the weekend.
Wow.
So they said, hey, they didn't fire him yet, it doesn't say. They suspended him.
Yeah.
They arrested the guy, and he's on charges of terroristic threatening. Is that a nose bite? Is that go straight terrorist?
Man, I didn't know that.
Is it even threatening, though, if you do it?
You just did it.
I don't understand how the charge works. But as of right now, the update is that they have suspended the guy who bit the nose. I think there's more to the story than just what we know. The headline is guy bites nose. What the headline should have been is guy punches through the back windshield.
Yeah.
He can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Are we sure the guy didn't have like a broken windshield and he just had a trash bag over it and the guy punched through it? Because that's happened to me some. Or I had to cover up a windshield with a trash bag. So there's your update there.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love
into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from West Monroe, Louisiana. A 19-year-old came home and she wanted to get her spray cheese and crackers. Only problem is someone used the spray cheese. So she went to every single family member. Did you eat my spray cheese? Did you eat my spray cheese? No one would admit it. So she started tasing the people.
Did someone admit it?
No, they never admitted it.
So who ate the cheese?
Somebody did.
We don't know who
I'm
ate
not
the
even
cheese.
Worried about the taser. I just want to know who ate the cheese.
Yeah. Somebody deserved that taser. Yeah. Somebody did.
I mean, spray cheese, guys.
Are we sure she didn't eat it and then throw it away? Because that's happened to me before, too. Where I'm like, hey, where are the graham crackers? Who ate the graham crackers? Weren't you eating them like two nights? Oh, crap. Yeah, you're right. Or it's like when I park my car and I'm like, I swear my car was parked here. Yeah. I know for
stolen.
A fact it was parked here. And now I'm just seconds away from calling the cops and reporting the car. Hey, we parked over in C, in the parking garage. Oh, crap. Maybe it was that. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
A voicemail from Marty.
I went to Australia, and I'll try to fight a kangaroo myself, brother, and I promise you will not win. A little one came at me, and he bounced on his tail, kicked at me. And I thought I'd be quick, and he punched me in the face.
Okay, stop it. This is not true.
It's got to be true. Made,
you know, he went to Australia.
It doesn't got to be true because he left it on the voicemail.
He sounds like a very truthful person.
If a little one came at me, I would drop kick that thing.
Okay.
I did Krav Maga for a couple years. I'd lean over to the side. Waka!
What is Krav Maga?
Krav Maga? Yeah.
What is that?
Oh.
They basically take little scenarios, real life scenarios, and teach you how to defend yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like if you're beside a car and an attacker hits you, how to actually use the car or use something from your purse, which is mostly me and women. And then, but I'd use some Krav Maga on the karate. Mm-hmm. I'd do some Krav Maga karate on the kangaroo. Okay. It's like K's there, buddy. Krav Maga karate on the
that
kangaroo.
Is a lot of K's. Yes.
That's, you're a liar, Marty. You did not go to Australia to fight a kangaroo. That is not true. Now, I could, and I would, but I'm not going to. That's it for today. Don't forget our iHeartRadio Music Festival tomorrow night and Saturday night. You can watch it on CWTV.com, also on their app. It's going to be super cool, and we will see you tomorrow right here on the show. All right, bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.